you answer that? Are we overreacting?
Well, it's a tough question, and it's very nuanced, because if you just look at the numbers, and numbers are numbers, you can talk about every number you want, but ultimately only two numbers matter, and that's the one under the W and the one under the L. So what you laid out, how good they've been on offense, and I know Kyle spoke today, and he basically was saying in his own way and stuff exactly what you just laid out, and we'll play that for you, but is it an overreaction? If you just look at the numbers, yes, but when you look at the reality of where you are, no, it's not, because you have to go from where you are in those areas, and you have to get better immediately in two critical areas.
I want to make sure, and I am just posing a question. We'll give our answers. We'd love to hear your answers. I'm not using this question to say, hey, everything's A-okay.
Right.
It's not. You're in last place, for God's sakes. Mm. What? It's week 12, you're in last place. What are we talking about? The Niners would be the first ones to step up and tell you it's not okay. Was it Debo who said that you could hear a pin drop in the locker room after that game on Sunday? They're livid. They know it's not okay. In fact, in some ways, it's worse. It's worse for you to realize, oh, you're still good. You're still good by analytics. Oh, by the way, you're just not winning games. That's worse. I'd love there to actually be a reason that has cratered this whole thing, and suddenly the Niners are just like, yeah, my God, they're just not performing. But they are performing, except for A, inside the 20,
yep.
B, in the fourth quarter,
mm-hmm.
and C, when it's time to just button your crap up, like don't commit a penalty, not right now. And then the whole special teams disaster, which is always a disaster, but an extra one this year. But I guess my question is more, it's more about outlook, and it's also more about having a nuanced way to sort of express your frustration. Because again, what I keep hearing is Kyle Shanahan no longer knows how to call a play, or the league is caught up and he's got to totally change. And I'm with you. I said it yesterday that adjustments are obviously needed. But I also think it's fair to say, hold on, are we overreacting? Because, and if you're just joining us, I'll go back over it again. There are a lot of numbers out there, and these are factual numbers. You can do whatever you want with them, but they would suggest that this idea that the Niners can't move the ball all of a sudden is incorrect.
Yes.
It's incorrect.
You can move the ball, and that's great and fun and neat and stuff, but you got to be able to score the ball.
No,
and they don't score the ball, and you played a mediocre Seattle defense. You got 17 points, and I know you didn't have Kittle and you didn't have Ayuk, but Debo didn't do a lot, and nobody else outside of Juwan Jennings had a real impactful game. So if Kyle Shanahan's going to have to scheme it up without Kittle and without Ayuk for the rest of the year, and he's going to get Kittle back. George said as much today.
George says he's playing.
Figure out how you can get your team in the end zone.
I mean, I'm with you. Again, all I'm asking is, do you sort of need to adjust what we're pointing to? Don't adjust the frustration. It's fair. Don't adjust the criticism of the red zone. It's fair. Don't adjust the idea of, hey, there's no excuses. Everybody's got injuries. That's fair. But I'm specifically talking to the person that goes, they figured Kyle out and he can't move the ball anymore. That person, if that's your take, I would like to ask you, are you overreacting? Based on these numbers, yards per drive, they're number two. Points per drive, number 10. By the way, that's the most amazing one. How are you number 10 in points per drive when A, you're terrible in the red zone, and B, you kick too many field goals, and C, you miss a lot of field goals, and you're still 10th in points per drive. Plays per drive, 4. Scores per drive, 4. Drive success rate, number 10. Last in the league in punts per drive. And you don't turn the ball over a ton. Like, all of those things would suggest relative play calling health. Relative play calling health.
Yes, but you're not as healthy as you were last year. And the standard has been set by the genius. And whether or not he's ever said that or we believe it, the perception among fans is that he's really smart and he's a genius when it comes to offensive football. And those numbers that you ran down, they're all good. And they point to an area where, yeah, they're still mostly healthy, but they're not as healthy as they were. And I look at, you know, some of the other things that go into those numbers. They are 32nd in total punts. Well, they're 30th in total drives. So they have not a lot of drives. So, of course, you're not going to have as many punts. The points per drive is interesting because they are 10th and they're 11th overall in total points. Points per game, they're at 25, which it's fine. It's good. That puts them in a tie for 8th in points per game, which is ultimately what you're trying to do. Score more than the other team. And they're 8th, which is good, but we're used to them being 1 and 2. And that's why I think the perception is that Kyle's having a bad year.
Yeah, well, I do think Kyle's having a rough year.
Well, compared to last year, sure.
I do think that. I'm not trying to take that point away from anyone. Again, the league has figured Kyle out. That's the one where I would, and I didn't think that yesterday, by the way, but if that was my point, I would adjust that point. And hang on a sec, let me just, there we go. I just want to get the show started correctly.
I think that point is fair to the extent that their scoring is down, their quarterback's efficiency is down, their games with 30 or more rushes and their overall rushing attempts are down. No receivers having a monster year outside of Juwan Jennings. The offense is not as good as we're used to it being, and I think that it's a number of things, including defenses have seen it, and defenses are now more equipped to stop it. I think that that is a part of it.
Check this out. Kyle Shanahan was asked today, because you just said quarterback efficiency down, right?
Yeah. By the numbers.
Yeah, by the numbers, for sure. But Kyle Shanahan then therefore was asked today, could you please compare what you're seeing from Brock Purdy this year with what you saw from Brock Purdy last year? Take a listen.
It's hard to make a lot of progress after the way he played last year. And it was hard to make a lot of progress after the way he played his 7 games in his first year. So I think Brock's playing at the exact same level. I think there's different circumstances around him. You know, our team hasn't been quite as good through this, but it's been close to getting there. Close isn't, doesn't matter. You know, that's why we're 5-5, but a couple plays here and there. And I think we're looking at it totally differently. And that's why we've put ourselves in the hole. And that's why we've made it a lot harder for ourselves here at this back half. But I still think it's going to come down to the same stuff. I bet these next 7 games come down to the fourth quarter. And we either get it done or we don't, and we got to find a way to get it done.
Okay, I think that's a fair answer.
I disagree with him.
Okay, how?
I don't think that Brock Purdy's playing as well as he did last year.
You don't?
No, I don't. Where specifically
is he worse?
I think that he, well, for one, accuracy. He's throwing more incompletes, and he's throwing more interceptions. And he's already thrown 80 through 11 all of last year. I think he's running better, and I think he's missing more open throws. He doesn't have as many open throws, so maybe they stand out more. I think that it's been tougher on Brock this year, partly what Kyle's saying. There's been adversity on offense. You haven't had CMC for the majority of the time. You don't have Ayuk. So you're throwing to guys who probably aren't as good as the guys you've lost.
Sure.
And so I don't look at what he's done, though, and say he's playing as well as last year. I think it's a step down. It's not a devastating step down. You're not going to bench him. It's not going to cost him even a penny in the open market.
I won't argue with you there. I don't think he's not having as good of a year. But then again, I think what Kyle's saying is like just he's sort of like that level of trust. Am I down on the quarterback? Like I hear that a lot from people. Oh gosh, right? Like the slippers don't fit. Here we go. It's finally starting to regress. I don't think it's a great year for Brock, but I don't see necessarily regression. And I'll accept what he's saying, that the circumstances around him are different, even though I know that people are going to go, oh, the product of the system is really on the tip of people's tongue.
Totally.
If you're going to say Brock's doing the same, but the circumstances around him are different, people are going to go, well, that's the definition of product of the system. And I don't necessarily see that because, like, if you're talking about circumstances, that could mean a lot. That could mean... sure, Christian McCaffrey missed 8 games, for example. It could also mean, well, you're dealing with a hell of a lot more 1st and 20s and 2nd and 15s, I think, than you did last year. And that robs anybody of their circumstances.
Yeah.
Your ability to get a first down becomes a whole lot harder. So I'm with you. I don't think he's played quite as well, but by no stretch do I, like, I'm with you. I don't think it's been some sort of a debilitating change. I'm not off Brock Purdy. I don't think any differently about whether or not he's the quarterback of the future. It just hasn't it hasn't been quite as good.
Yeah, and Kyle made it seem like he thinks it's been just as good, and that's where I've listened to that cut now four times, and every time that just kind of hits me like, you know, maybe you're just trying to prop up a guy, but from me watching it as a fan, and I'm no Greg Cosell film expert, I'm certainly not a head coach Kyle Shanahan, but what I see is a quarterback who hasn't been as accurate. The protection hasn't been as good, and the skill guys around him haven't been either, but there have been throws where if he makes the throw like this last game, second and 11, you hit Debo on that one, and you probably win the game, and he sails it 5 feet too high, and so now you're in third and long, and you throw to Juwan, and then we get to timeout gate, which you and I haven't even talked about. What an absolute botch job that was by the refs. Where?
Oh, the back-to-back timeouts?
Back-to-back timeouts.
Just cut that. I get excited when I hear you.
And I'm fair and balanced. I keep it real.
Fair and balanced.
I don't just automatically defend the refs. Kinda. I do when some of you just go on the unnecessary assault. Then I will stand up for my brothers and sisters.
No, I don't think unnecessary assault has ever happened on this show. I don't think that at all.
That's my opinion.
Okay, you think it has?
Oh, yeah.
When?
I can't remember the instance, but you've come in super hot, mainly on MLB umps.
Yes,
that's your pet peeve.
But you know my thing. My thing is don't double down on dumb.
Well, if like you make a mistake in judgment as an NBA ref, it does not, in my opinion, give the player license to berate you. That's where you and I differ.
I don't differ with you at all on that. But I think that you have to give space to people in life that when you mess up, you get a reaction. You get a reaction. Now, it doesn't mean you get to chase them around for 5 minutes breathing down the back of their neck. That's not what I'm saying. But I don't see that very often. There are very few athletes or coaches in professional sports who do that. Draymond is one of them, by the way. But like in baseball, you don't even get 2 seconds to get mad at an umpire. You're not even in some cases allowed to look at him.
Yeah.
And when you mess up, you're going to get a reaction out of people. And I think that you should be able to handle that reaction because you messed up. That's all. That is my pet peeve.
It certainly is.
Don't take a bad call and then add another one on top of it.
Yeah.
That's all. That's true with anything in life. Don't take one bad decision and go, you know what? I think we should do another one. Don't do that. That's my only thing. I think that's fair.
No, disagree. But
that's not fair.
Well, it's fair. It depends on how you do it.